Eloise Michael, Turner's Falls. I'm a middle-class person.
In real life or in this production?
In this production.
What does a middle-class person do in the Welcome Mule?
Well, actually, I work in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. I'm going to help prepare the boar's head.
Is there an actual boar's head that's being prepared?
It's made out of felt, yes.
Oh, so, because I was could have recommended a nice Pinotage wine from South Africa to go with it, if that's what you're actually going to be eating.
This is England.
Oh, this is England? I like a good boar's head ham now and again, too.
My name's Ginny Mason. This is Welcome Mule for the 28th year in the Shea Theater at Turner's Falls.
For people who don't know, what is Yule? Apart from the actor who was in The King and I.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
It's a midwinter festival. Mm-hmm. It's where we get our Yule logs from and our Christmas trees from. It's an old pagan festival, predated Christianity, although adopted. A lot of it was adopted by Christianity in the northern clime anyway.
That's why I find it offensive when people refer to them as Christmas trees and not as some sort of other pagan symbol, because really Christians stole it.
Let's not say steal, let's say borrow.
What exactly does a Yule entail? Because I think we hear
make the Yuletide gay
in songs like that, and we hear about Yule logs, but what makes it specifically a Yule?
It's the midwinter time, it's the solstice time, it's the dark, cold time of the year that we have festivities in order to chase those feelings away, that especially in Northern Europe, you know, you need something to raise your spirits. And so you get together with your neighbors and you celebrate. You sing and dance and act silly.
What kind of singing, dancing, and silly acting will you be doing at Welcome Yule here at the Shea?
We'll be doing some carols that people will know. Good King Wenceslas is being sung, mm-hmm. because this year we're trying to incorporate the feeling of sharing with your poorer neighbors. Mm-hmm. Saint Wenceslas, King Wenceslas, was famous for going out and being good to the poor.
My name's Monty Alton. My name is Montserrat Archibald.
You're the only other Monty in the valley, practically. Yeah. We're our tribal Montys. And what you look like, very much like a Maid Marian. And who would you play in the Welcome Mule?
I'm a rich person.
How does that feel?
Feels pretty good. We have a very simple plot where the rich people in the manor house are having a party, and we look down on the poor people, but eventually we let them in, and everyone comes together over a feast.
How much Downton Abbey makes its way into Welcome Yule?
Well, I'm not familiar with Downton Abbey, so I don't know. But we're supposed to be medieval, so I think it's earlier time period. It's
sort of like a prequel to Downton Abbey. What's your name?
Bill Venman, Amherst.
And you're the musical director of Welcome Yule. Yeah.
Don't call it musical.
I said you're the musical director.
Oh, you know, don't call it musical. Music director. You don't call it a stagical director.
Okay.
I've been doing this for 40 years, so.
So you can get ornery.
Tell
me about the musical selections that you have.
We've got a wonderful group of songs this year. One that they will be brand new to them is Time to Remember the Poor. The wonderful thing about it is the people. Great to work with, and they don't take themselves terribly seriously, which is a problem sometimes.
Yeah.
So we're singing a lot of wassails. Here We Come a Wassailing. Mm-hmm. That's a very popular song that everybody can sing along with.
And that's wassailing is another one of those words that people may hear around this time of year, but have no idea what it actually means.
It means to drink and be merry, to celebrate. You wassail your apple trees to bloom well and to bear well. That's what you want. You're wishing good luck to the cattle, the farmers, the trees, and everything.
And you have to do this using alcoholic beverages.
Well,
I mean, you probably should.
Certainly, a lot of people do.
Which is interesting because, from the Jewish tradition, the Simchat Torah, when the Torah cycle reading is over, they traditionally raise a little glass of vodka and shout L'chaim to every single thing in the room and everything in the room.
Yeah.
So that's sort of the Jewish wassailing. This is the maybe pagan
cultural borrowing all over. Everyone.
And the common thread? Alcoholism.
No, the common thread is celebration. We will have kids singing. We will have the Abbots Bromley Horn Dance, which people love. It's a very old dance. It was documented in the 1200s in England. It's to bring good luck to the hunt, and people come dressed as giant deer.
I would recommend not doing that in the actual woods now, given the track record of our modern hunters.
Yeah. No.
But they use real antlers for this dance, right?
Yeah, actually, they use caribou that they imported. It's Juggler Meadow Morris Man, and they imported caribou antlers from Alaska.
You can still see Russia from the tip-tops of the antlers.
Yes. One thing we always have is a mummer's play, which is a traditional play where neighbors would disguise themselves and then go break in at people's houses and say, knock, 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 let us in, give us food and drink. And they would perform a very funny, very not sophisticated play. You know, it would be in rhyming couplets, but people would laugh because it was
They wouldn't be frightened and, like, call the authorities that these strangers were breaking into their homes and demanding
things. There are actually some very funny songs in modern times about the mamas knocking on the door and getting arrested.
Uh-huh.
But that's funny
because it sounds like trick-or-treating, where we dress up, we go door-to-door, and we demand things.
It's absolutely trick-or-treating. You go and you demand food and drink primarily. But
yeah. I'm going to start demanding drink if I have to go trick-or-treating with my kids. And there was sort of a message in the olden days that we maybe have lost in the current, like, views of the holiday celebrations, where it was sort of the poor demanding what they felt they were owed from the rich.
Yes. There definitely was that. And we've really, this year we built it in that there's definitely separation. We've got the poor, we've got the working folk, and then we've got the 1%.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to let the Welcome Yule go over the fiscal cliff?
Not if you put this on your show and everybody comes to see us.
A midwinter celebration, Welcome Yule. Music, dance, song, and stories to drive the dark away. The Shea Theater in Turner's Falls this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.